Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back to 20, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about NAM.
So this was, as you know, the 125th anniversary for the National Association of Manufacturers, founded in 1895 in Cincinnati. We have 14,000 members and going strong, pretty much every firm size, every state in the country, every industry and manufacturer.
And small business, too. I mean, you were pointing out earlier, small business manufacturers are hanging in there pretty well. I think
90% of our membership is small and medium-sized.
And they're actually doing okay right now, aren't they?
They are. I mean, larger businesses are doing a little bit better. I think they're still, it's hard, as you know, for small businesses to keep the doors open and stay operational in a tough economic environment. Like,
what do they need? What do small manufacturers need to help with that would make them be more resilient? Let them compete on their own straight up. But what do they need to have? You know, banks, community banks need to be just not treated like big banks. Do small manufacturers just need to be not treated like big manufacturers?
Well, they do. I mean, as you know, obviously, credit can be an issue. I mean, I do think that the new, assuming we get a package passed in Congress this week, it might include some additional PPP funding, right? As you know, the original CARES Act really was designed as a bridge to get us to the third quarter, right?
Right.
We hoped things got back to normal. Here we are at the end of the fourth quarter, and things are not back to normal.
Right.
So we need a longer bridge, right? And so I do think that that's a nice piece of that puzzle. I think small businesses, just like every business, need the vaccine, right? We need to get past this virus and have a different conversation, so that we can get to that new normal. Right?
Won't reshoring be just basically by definition? Won't reshoring be a big boost for small manufacturers? Because reshoring will include components. Small components, things that the small businesses can gear up for, can capitalize, can manage. Am I right about that?
About why companies are looking at their supply chain again, right? It's to make sure that they have duplicativeness in their sourcing, right, or additional sourcing so they're not just dependent on one supplier.
Mm-hmm.
Local is better in many cases, right? It's a little easier to control the quality. It's easier to make sure that, you know, we can control everything logistically. That's going to benefit small and medium-sized suppliers, right? Because hopefully you're going to find a supplier closer to you.
And isn't that what small manufacturers should do?
Is not try to kill
the China competition, but to just say, hey, don't stop doing business with China. Just make sure that we're, you know, you do enough business with us that we're your alternate at least. What do you think?
That is true. That is true. Just having two different sources, I think, is always good, right? To make sure that you have options, right? And on the China thing, we're seeing a lot of production move out of China anyway because of rising costs there. So some of that production was going to Southeast Asia or Mexico. As I said in the second segment, I think our desire is to see as much of that as possible move to the U.S. as well, right? And so that trend was already in place before the pandemic hit.
I hope that continues, and I hope your organization, Chad, will keep that pressure and that evidence in front of the pressure on and the evidence in front of the Harris-Biden administration, and so that they'll continue to focus on that, because that's important. And things like immigration, open borders can't be good for manufacturing. Chad, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we definitely depend on trade. I mean, as you know, I'm a globalist, right? We need to be able to increase our overall trade volumes. And I think one of the bigger challenges for manufacturers this year is that manufactured goods exports are down 16%, right? Overall trade volumes are down. And while we've seen a rebound in both imports and exports, exports have not quite kept up, right? So we need to do whatever we can to increase those.
And I'm counting on you guys to keep that issue in front of the new administration. Hey, Chad, good job today. Come back soon, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, with the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Check them out. If you're a small manufacturer or wannabe, let them help you. They will. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.